Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Off Base by Annabeth Albert, performed by Tyler Stevens. Chapter 1. June. What do you mean they're not coming? Zack tried hard to sound like the badass Navy SEAL he was now. He'd passed all sorts of interrogation training. There was no reason he couldn't hide that he didn't particularly like this guy, or this fancy bar where he and his non-trendy clothes and military haircut were out of place. He'd agreed to go out for drinks with a group. His friend Ryan had promised him a drink for finishing his SEAL qualification training and getting his trident, and Zack had figured dealing with the rest of Ryan's crowd wouldn't be horrible. But tolerable was a far cry from being stranded alone with Pike freaking Reynolds without Ryan as a buffer. They blew two tires getting out of Santa Monica and are waiting on a repair truck now. Ryan said to have fun without them. Pike looked harmless enough, shorter than Zack with a lean build and bright red hair and freckles that made him look too young to drink. But Zack knew from experience he was anything but benign. Pike was the type of guy who would flirt with wallpaper, but he seemed to have singled Zack out for special attention ever since their first meeting at a LAN party. Which was all well and good, but unlike a lot of Ryan's crowd, Zack wasn't openly gay, and what Zack hated was that Pike seemed to see through all his, "No, really, I'm straight," protest, and see things Zack refused to even think about. And a whole night with Pike? Torture. And that was coming from someone who'd been tossed into frigid water with his arms and legs bound. Repeatedly. But he'd happily endure another round of drown-proof training if it meant an easy out of this situation. Is Landon coming? Please say it's not just us. Surely Pike's omnipresent sidekick would be there to bail Zack out. Nope, he's doing research at the Hadron Collider for the next few months. Just us, I think. Pike grinned at him. Alone, at last, right? Zack guessed that the Hadron was one of those super smart things Pike's crowd just assumed everyone else knew about. He certainly wasn't about to appear dumb and ask. You don't have to stick around on my account, he said instead. Dude, Pike smacked him on the shoulder. I've had a shit week. Another 3 interviews for jobs for the fall, another 3 fuck-ups on my part. Don't make me drink alone. I guess I could do a beer. On me, right? We're all super stoked that you passed SQT. Pike gave him another one of those disarming smiles. Ba-deep-deep. Zack's phone chimed. Sure enough, there was a message from Ryan apologizing for bailing. Have fun with Pike. Ryan ended. But whatever you do, don't let him talk you into shots. He looks scrawny, but he can drink you under the table. Trust me. Zack shoved his phone away. Nope. No way was he doing shots with Pike. Last thing he needed was to get drunk and forget himself around the guy. So, what'll it be? They have a whole selection of craft beers here. Pike offered him one of the little bar menus artfully strewn around on the huge antique wood bar. Bud's fine, Zack said. He'd never developed a taste for the fancy stuff. This whole place was fancier than he was used to. What with the exposed hardwoods everywhere, the prettified bar food emerging from the kitchen, and the painted inspirational quotes behind the bar. Even the name, Mellow, was a far cry from the hole-in-the-wall places he'd drunk at in college, or even Big Ted's, the little sports bar right off base that his fellow SEALs favored. Pike signaled the burly bartender, who frowned at them after Pike gave their order for a bud and some fancy-ass beer Zack had never heard of. Hand stamps, please, both of you. Zack stuck his hand out, showing that the bouncer had indeed checked his ID. Pike put his arm right next to Zack's, way too close for comfort. See, look at us, finding things in common. Getting carded is hardly something to be proud of, Zack mumbled as he pulled his arm away. Back in San Diego, when he went to the bars with his friends, they never got carded anymore, and he liked that. He was 23 now, for crying out loud. Of course it's not for you,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?